Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC BlueBay's Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. Last Friday, we saw weaker but still positive job growth, and the fix is now in for a rate cut in September, with more to follow in the months to come. It's possible we see a tick up in inflation later this week, with PMI and CPI data out Tuesday and Wednesday, but the reality is, now we have Jackson Hole and August payrolls behind us, so the coast is clear to cut. This will be music to the ears of many, especially bankers on the phone with high-yield and IG issuers this month on their go-no-go calls to decide whether or not they want to launch their bond deals. Last week, we saw $35 billion of IG supply, 13 high-yield deals priced for just under $10 billion in the States alone. This week should be likely similar, if not the same. Nevertheless, the technicals remain firm. U.S. high-yield bond issuers will either pay out or pay back about $23 billion of cash to investors this month via coupon payments, bond calls, and maturities that are debt coming due. It's no wonder that every deal last week priced inside of initial price whisper and still traded up on the break. Remember, unlike leveraged loan markets, bonds tend to trade up when interest rates go down. While we still see some value in the safe carry that is some of the loan market, and the U.S. CLO bid remains relentless, the upside price convexity in high yield stands out compared to its floating rate siblings. In equities, the S&P wobbled a bit post-NFP, but pullbacks seem to be met with demand. Risk sentiment in the Russell 2K fared far better, even after the 6.1% return in August, and that's probably the best gauge for U.S. high yield considering the overlap in names and the lack of big tech in the high yield benchmark. So in closing, yes, spreads are tight, but they're probably going tighter, and so are yields. That's why we like to fix coupons in fixed income credit markets. It's got forgiving carry, and high yield will benefit from a steepening treasury curve. It is only a three-year duration product after all. Thanks for your time, and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.